Perdone, señorita, usted es española.
No, señorita, yo no soy americana. Yo soy español.
Usted habla español muy bien.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me, miss?
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
At the beginning of the conversation, you heard the speaker ask a woman, are you Spanish? Listen.
Usted es española. Usted es española.
Do you remember which part of that means you are?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
Let's listen and repeat again to the speaker ask, are you Spanish?
Usted es española. Usted es española.
As noted earlier, the speaker is asking a woman if she is Spanish. In the Spanish language, we must pay attention to the gender when speaking. Listen to the difference when the speaker asks a man if he is Spanish, followed by the speaker asking a woman if she is Spanish.
Usted es español.
Usted es española.
Usted es español.
Usted es española.
How would you ask a woman, are you Spanish?
Usted es española. Usted es española.
How would you ask a man, are you Spanish?
Usted es español. Usted es español.
Which part of that also means Spanish, as in the Spanish language?
Español. Español.
From what you've learned, say in this order. Spanish in the feminine and Spanish in the masculine.
Española.
Español.
Española.
Español.
Let's ask the woman one more time. Are you Spanish?
Usted es española. Usted es española.
Now, let's listen and repeat to the speaker ask a man, are you American?
Usted es americano. Usted es americano.
Can you guess which part of that question means American? As in an American man?
Americano. Americano.
Ask the man, "Are you American?"
Usted es americano. Usted es americano.
Let's listen to the speaker ask a woman, "Are you American?"
Usted es americana. Usted es americana.
From what you've learned, can you guess which part of that means Spanish, as in a Spanish woman?
Americana. Americana.
How do you say in Spanish, "Excuse me"?
Perdone. Perdone.
Do you remember how to say, "Excuse me, miss"?
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
Now, let's put all this together. Try to ask, "Excuse me, miss, are you Spanish?" Remember, keep in mind the gender of the word Spanish.
Perdone, señorita. Usted es española. Perdone, señorita. Usted es española.
Very good. Let's try that again. Ask, "Excuse me, miss, are you Spanish?"
Perdone, señorita. Usted es española. Perdone, señorita, usted es española.
Excellent. Now that you already know how to say American, as an American woman, can you try to ask, "Excuse me, miss, are you American?"
Perdone, señorita, usted es americana. Perdone, señorita, usted es americana.
Do you remember how to say, "Excuse me, sir"?
Perdone, señor. Perdone, señor.
You already know how to say, "Excuse me, sir," and you already know how to ask a man, "Are you American?" So with that, you can try to say, "Excuse me, sir, are you American?"
Perdone, señor. Usted es americano. Perdone, señor. Usted es americano.
Very good. Try again to say, "Excuse me, sir, are you American?"
Perdone, señor. Usted es americano. Perdone, señor. Usted es americano.
Let's change gears a bit. Do you remember how to say, I am?
Un poquito. Un poquito.
Say, I understand Spanish.
Yo entiendo español. Yo entiendo español.
Do you remember how to say a little?
Yo entiendo español un poquito. Yo entiendo español un poquito.
Say, I understand Spanish a little.
Yo entiendo español un poquito. Yo entiendo español un poquito.
You already know how to say, I am, or
Yo soy.
And you also know how to say American, or
Americano.
So, can you try to say, I am American?
Yo soy Americano. Yo soy americano.
If you were a man, how would you say, I am Spanish?
Yo soy español. Yo soy español.
And what if you were a woman? How would you say, I am Spanish.
Yo soy española. Yo soy española.
Can you hear the difference? Say in this order, I am Spanish in the masculine, followed by I am Spanish in the feminine.
Yo soy español.
Yo soy española.
Yo soy español.
Yo soy española.
How would you tell a woman you are Spanish?
Usted es española. Usted es española.
How would you tell a man you are Spanish?
Usted es español. Usted es español.
How would a man say, I am American?
Yo soy americano. Yo soy americano.
In the previous lesson, you learned how to negate verbs. If you remember when you said, I understand English, it became negated simply by putting no in front of the verb. Do you remember how to say, I don't understand English?
Yo no entiendo inglés. Yo no entiendo inglés.
From what you've learned, can you try to negate the phrase, I am Spanish, and say, I'm not Spanish?
Yo no soy español. Yo no soy español.
And how would a woman say, I'm not Spanish?
Yo no soy española. Yo no soy española.
Say in this order, I'm not Spanish in the masculine, followed by I'm not Spanish in the feminine.
Yo no soy español.
Yo no soy española.
Yo no soy español.
Yo no soy española.
From what you've learned, how would a man say I'm not American?
Yo no soy americano. Yo no soy americano.
Say, yes, I am American. I am not Spanish.
Sí, yo soy americano. Yo no soy español. Sí, yo soy americano. Yo no soy español.
How would a man say, no, I'm not Spanish, I am American?
No, yo no soy español, yo soy americano. No, yo no soy español, yo soy americano.
How would the woman say, I'm not Spanish?
Yo no soy española. Yo no soy española.
Let's listen and repeat to the speaker say, I'm not Spanish, but I understand Spanish a little.
Yo no soy española, pero yo entiendo español poco. Yo no soy española, pero yo entiendo español poco.
Very good. That was a lot to handle. However, you've already learned every word in that sentence except for one. The Spanish word for but, as in the conjunction. Listen and repeat to the Spanish word for but.
Pero. Pero.
Remember, try to have your pronunciation sound just like that of the speakers when saying the Spanish word for but. Try to roll the R sound at the beginning. Listen and repeat again to the Spanish word for but.
Pero. Pero.
Now, let's try again to say, I'm not Spanish, but I understand Spanish a little.
Yo no soy española, pero yo entiendo español poco. Yo no soy española, pero yo entiendo español poco.
Say, I understand English a little.
Yo entiendo inglés un poquito. Yo entiendo inglés un poquito.
Do you remember how to say the Spanish word for but?
Pero. Pero.
From what you've learned, how would a woman say, I'm not American, but I understand English a little?
Yo no soy americana, pero yo entiendo inglés un poquito. Yo no soy americana, pero yo entiendo inglés un poquito.
Try to say again, I'm not American, but I understand English a little.
Yo no soy americana, pero yo entiendo inglés un poquito. Yo no soy americana, pero yo entiendo inglés un poquito.
Do you remember how to ask, do you understand?
¿Entiende usted? ¿Entiende usted?
From what you've learned, try to ask, do you understand a little?
¿Entiende usted un poco? ¿Entiende usted un poco?
Say, excuse me, sir. Do you understand?
Perdone, señor. ¿Entiende usted? Perdone, señor. ¿Entiende usted?
Now, let's change gears a bit. Let's listen to the speaker say, okay.
Bien. Bien.
This word will be very useful later on. The Spanish word for okay can also mean fine, well, or all right. How do you say in Spanish, okay?
Bien. Bien.
Listen to the speaker ask, how are you?
¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está usted?
Very good. Let's listen and repeat again to the speaker ask, how are you?
¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está usted?
Can you say in Spanish, "Excuse me, miss, how are you?"
Perdone, señorita, ¿cómo está usted? Perdone, señorita, ¿cómo está usted?
Very good. Try again to ask, "Excuse me, miss, how are you?"
Perdone, señorita, ¿cómo está usted? Perdone, señorita, ¿cómo está usted?
Now, let's form a response to this question. When the speaker asks, "How are you?" you respond, "I'm fine, thanks." Listen.
Estoy bien, gracias. Estoy bien, gracias.
Let's break this down. In the past, you learned how to say, "I am," or
"Yo soy."
But you can also say,
"Estoy."
Listen and repeat.
Estoy. Estoy.
From what you've learned, try to say, "I'm fine."
Estoy bien. Estoy bien.
For the purpose of this exercise, let's have a little conversation with ourselves. Ask, "How are you?" followed by, "I'm fine."
¿Cómo está usted? Estoy bien. ¿Cómo está usted? Estoy bien.
If you remember, the complete phrase we're trying to learn is "I'm fine, thanks." We've already learned "I'm fine," but now let's listen and repeat to the Spanish word for "thanks" or "thank you."
Gracias. Gracias.
How do you say in Spanish, "thank you"?
Gracias. Gracias.
A woman asks you, "How are you?" How do you respond?
Estoy bien, gracias. Estoy bien, gracias.
Very well. Let's wrap up this lesson and practice all we've learned through an entire conversation. Let's imagine you are on a visit to Madrid. You are meeting your friend, Miss Covas, in the downtown square. You say, "Excuse me, miss, how are you?"
Perdone, señorita, ¿cómo está usted? Perdone, señorita, ¿cómo está usted?
She responds by saying, "I'm fine, thanks."
Estoy
Estoy bien, gracias. Estoy bien, gracias.
You ask her, "Do you understand English?"
¿Entiende usted inglés? ¿Entiende usted inglés?
She responds by saying, "I don't understand English. I speak Spanish."
Yo no entiendo inglés. Yo hablo español. Yo no entiendo inglés. Yo hablo español.
You say to her, "Okay, I understand Spanish a little."
Bien, yo entiendo español un poquito. Bien, yo entiendo español un poquito.
Ms. Covas is very impressed with your Spanish and does not believe that you only understand a little. She says, "No, you speak Spanish very well."
No, usted habla español muy bien. No, usted habla español muy bien.
You already know all the words in the phrase you just heard, except one, very, or a lot. Listen and repeat.
Muy. Muy.
From what you've learned, try to say, "I'm very well."
Estoy muy bien. Estoy muy bien.
From what you've learned, try to say, "You are very well."
Usted está muy bien. Usted está muy bien.
Now, let's go back to your conversation with Ms. Covas. We left off with her telling you, "You speak Spanish very well." Tell her thank you.
Gracias. Gracias.
Do you remember how to say "but"?
Pero. Pero.
So with that, tell Ms. Covas, "Thank you. I understand Spanish very well."
Gracias. Yo entiendo español muy bien. Gracias. Yo entiendo español muy bien.
Try to say, "But I don't speak Spanish."
Pero yo no hablo español. Pero yo no hablo español.
Then go on to say, "I'm not Spanish, I'm American.
Yo no soy español. Yo soy americano. Yo no soy español. Yo soy americano.
Say, I understand English very well.
Yo entiendo inglés muy bien. Yo entiendo inglés muy bien.
Now, let's try to say, I understand Spanish very well.
Yo entiendo español muy bien. Yo entiendo español muy bien.
Just try saying, I speak very well.
Yo hablo muy bien. Yo hablo muy bien.
Now say, I don't speak very well.
Yo no hablo muy bien. Yo no hablo muy bien.
Try to say, but I don't speak Spanish very well.
Pero yo no hablo español muy bien. Pero yo no hablo español muy bien.
Say, but I don't speak English very well.
Yo no hablo inglés muy bien. Yo no hablo inglés muy bien.
You're doing very well. Remember to try and have your pronunciation just like that of the speakers. From what you've learned, try to say, I don't speak Spanish.
Yo no hablo español. Yo no hablo español.
Say, yes, I speak a little.
Sí, yo hablo un poquito. Sí, yo hablo un poquito.
Let's turn it around to say, you speak very well.
Usted habla muy bien. Usted habla muy bien.
Tell Miss Cobas, Miss, you speak English very well.
Señorita, usted habla inglés muy bien. Señorita, usted habla inglés muy bien.
Let's listen how to tell Miss Cobas goodbye.
Adiós.